Federal union leaders say they're beginning to build better relationships between their organizations and federal managers. They say better relationships lead to more engaged federal workforces. Allison Beck is the director of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. She spoke with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco at the agency's National Labor Management Conference in Chicago. She explains why FMCS decided now is the time to bring back its annual forum for federal mediators, unions, and employees after a 10-year hiatus.
FMCS held a biennial National Labor Management Conference for almost 30 years, but we haven't held it in nearly a decade. And quite honestly, we weren't sure. I mean, we thought there was a demand for it. We did a survey and there seemed to be interest. But we were seeing all sorts of problems in the economy across sectors, across industries, federal sector, public sector, private sector, just about any industry or occupation. And we thought it was time to bring people together to try to come up with solutions and also to really plan for the future. We're in a transitioning economy. So that's why we held the conference again. And really our number one goal, as I said this morning, is to get people thinking about the world of work and what it's going to mean as we move further into the 21st century, what younger workers really want, how we can learn to be better partners, labor and management, workers and their companies. We had a wonderful partnership day yesterday where we featured long-term successful partnerships between companies or school board, school systems and their workers, or like an LA County municipal hospital system. We didn't have a federal sector program yesterday, but we have six different federal track programs that we're featuring.
The federal unions play a big role into, you know, just federal employees' overall lives and, you know, their pay and benefits and things like that at work. And wondering if you can maybe summarize some of the work that your agency has done, you know, for federal employees over the past year or so.
I love the opportunity to talk about the range of work we do for federal sector employees. We do both collective bargaining, labor management relations, mediation, as you said. We work with labor management forums under the executive order, and we have done a lot of training to help people be more successful in working together through their forums. We do a lot of training for the federal sector, for labor and management parties. And one thing that we've been doing within our agency is to make sure that our mediators are best equipped to help federal sector workers and agencies work better together. So we've been doing a lot of internal training through our virtual academy for all the new mediators coming onto the agency on what federal sector bargaining is all about, what's a negotiable subject, what's a real impasse, what does the Federal Services Impasse Panel do? And we think that's really helping us help the federal sector more. The other piece of our work that involves the federal sector is under the Alternative Dispute Resolution Act of 1996, where we actually work with agencies on a whole range of workplace problems. So we handle discrimination complaints. We also do training on how to manage conflict generally. We work on systems design. We do negotiated rulemaking, which we find has been very successful for the agencies we do it with. They save a great deal of money in the end. It takes a little bit longer, but you come out with a consensus rule that is very unlikely to be litigated once you have all the stakeholders brought together to come up with the rule themselves.
And what are some of the, you know, more common issues that you hear from your partners in the federal sector? What do they come to you with questions about most often?
I have to say that I've learned myself that one of the biggest issues that we deal with when we're dealing with our federal sector unions and agencies is oftentimes the ground rules for what the negotiation is going to look like. It can take quite a bit of time just to get everybody comfortable with the ground rules of the negotiation. You know, obviously the issues that are bargainable, negotiable in the federal sector are limited. Nevertheless, they involve, you know, just the daily lives of federal sector workers, and we think they're no less important than any other issues that workers are dealing with anywhere. I will say that an issue that we were aware seems to come up repeatedly is office moves, space, and so we work together with the Federal Labor Relations Authority, the General Counsel, and the GSA, and we've done a series of workshops and training programs on how to best bargain together to handle space moves in a way that is not disruptive and, you know, for which everyone can feel good about the result.
And a part of that comes, and I heard in different panels earlier today, you know, questions about telework and, you know, some of the ground rules that come with that. And then, you know, also employee engagement, you know, any of those issues that come up for you all often and how you respond to them?
Telework is a process we're all struggling to learn together. You know, within our own agency, we are getting accustomed to it and trying to find ways to make it more available and to really make sure that we are following the directives of the government to be a telework-friendly organization. Certainly as we go into our own space move, we're moving offices in November. We are going to have to make telework a fallback as we go through that process and also make it more available on a regular basis. We find many agencies struggling with that. The notion that unless you see somebody, you can't possibly supervise them. You know, I think we are doing a good job and a better job in helping train parties to work through these issues together. Employee engagement is a huge issue, and it's one that we are particularly sensitive to because we are living it. It is clearly the key to having productivity and providing value to our taxpayers in the federal government, productivity in the private sector, taxpayer value in the federal sector. And there's nothing magic about it. It's exactly what the experts say. It's about making employees feel valued, listened to, having a transparent environment where they know what's going on, and, you know, giving them a voice, all the things that we would want for ourselves, respect and dignity. And we're very proud that in the last couple of years, we've really made an effort on employee engagement, regular communications with our widely dispersed mediators, a monthly email update from me personally every month, virtual town hall meetings, virtual mediator roundtables. We don't have the travel budget, and nobody does, but we're finding ways using technology to make sure all of our employees' voices get heard, that they have a role in crafting the future of our own agency, and that they feel as valued as they are. They're the frontline service providers to our communities, and we want to make sure that they tell us what they need to do, what they need to do their jobs better. And we're very proud, obviously, of the ranking that we got in the last Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. We've always scored highly. I think that's a lot. That has a lot to do with our mission. Our mediators are really devoted to the work that they do. But I also would like to think it's some of the new things we're doing to really promote engagement that led us to the number one ranking last year.
Allison Beck, director of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco at the National Labor Management Conference in Chicago. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.